This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Left off in the last hour talking about this law that I've talked about many times. It was mooted that Alito got out there and Justice Alito, Associate Justice Alito, one of the part of the conservative wall that's up there now in the Supreme Court. Talking to the Federalist Society about some things that happened when they were looking at this New York law. And he said, the case involved a New York City ordinance. City makes it very inconvenient for a law-abiding resident to get a license to carry a gun in the home for self-defense, but the Second Amendment protects that right. And if a person is going to have a gun in the home, there's broad agreement that the gun owner should know how to handle it safely. And the best way to acquire and maintain that skill is go to a range every now and then. The New York City ordinance made that hard. It prohibits the lawful use of a lawful gun owner from going to any range outside city limits. And there were only 7 ranges in the entire city, and all of these but one was largely restricted to members and their guests. There were other rangers that just lay just outside the city, so why couldn't a city resident go to one of those ranges? The city really had no plausible explanation, but that didn't stop it from vigorously defending their rule, nor did it stop the district court or the Second Circuit from upholding it. Now, the real explanation, the one that New York City officials could never publicly acknowledge, is that the rule was put in place to chill the lawful exercise of Second Amendment rights, along with the city's restrictive and subjective licensing law that prevents the average citizen from getting a license to carry, and in many cases a permit to have a firearm at home at all. As Alito noted, though, once the Supreme Court decided to accept NYSPRA versus City of New York, city officials decided the law wasn't that important after all. He stated, once we granted a review, the city suddenly saw things differently. It quickly repealed the ordinance, and it said that on reconsideration, doing that did not make the city any less safe. No kidding. In the place of the old ordinance, it adopted a new, vaguer one that still did not give gun owners what they want, but the city nevertheless asked us to dismiss the case before it was even briefed or argued. And when we refused to do that, the city was obviously miffed. Alito noted that city officials weren't the only ones who were outraged by the court's decision to simply hear oral arguments in the case rather than dismiss the lawsuit before any briefings. And he got a little emotional as he talked about the actions from several anti-gun politicians who tried to bully the court into backing off the case. He said, 5 United States senators who filed a brief in support of the city went further. They wrote that the Supreme Court is a sick institution, and if the court did not mend its ways, it might have to be restructured. After receiving this warning, the city did exactly what the city and the senators wanted. It held that the case was moot, and it said nothing about the Second Amendment. 3 of us protested, but to no avail. Now, let me be clear. I'm not suggesting that the court's decision was influenced by the senator's threat. But I am concerned that the outcome might be viewed that way by the senators and others with the thought of bullying the court. Alito called this brief an affront to the Constitution and the rule of law, saying that Congress has no right to interfere with the business of the court any more than the Supreme Court has the right to legislate. Calling the intent to intimidate the court the sort of thing that happens in countries governed by power, not law, he went on to warn that this little episode might be a preview of things to come for the courts in the future, leaving it up to his audience to imagine a future with politicians proclaiming the illegitimacy of the court every time it comes out with a decision that the left doesn't like. which they've already done, you know, for the most part. I mean, I'm sure they look at Amy Coney Barrett and say, oh, she's illegitimate. I said Trump was illegitimate. I mean, yeah. Now, it would have been nice if when he was talking to the Federal Society, if he called out by name the five senators who threatened the court with restructuring in his speech. But since he didn't, let me do that for you right now. Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat, Rhode Island. Mazie Hirono, Democrat, Hawaii. Dick Durbin, Democrat, Illinois. Richard, I went to Vietnam, Blumenthal, Democrat, Connecticut. Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat, New York. Now, if you want to take some time and go watch the speech, you know, it's Justice Alito addresses the Federal Society. Now, Alito wasn't going to say anything unbecoming of a Supreme Court justice, but he was, he was quite indignant over the New York City gun case, the second-class status of the Second Amendment, and the threat to restructuring the court by Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and four other Democratic senators. For the people that were there, they got the feeling that he may be itching to take another Second Amendment case soon. And that pipeline is full, by the way. And they will take it up in time in the months ahead. We'll see. We'll see what we get out of this. Here's my question. As citizens in this country, if we watch one political party that makes it impossible for a body to do its work because it's not going the way they want it, how long do we let them threaten them without taking some sort of action? Because what he is describing is nothing more than a sort of a coup, if you will. Not the coup in that they're taking over the power of government, but what they're doing is they are questioning the legitimacy of this body, the Supreme Court, to do their business. And then they're saying, if you don't do it the way we want it, we're going to pull you out of it and restructure it, or whatever they're threatening to do. They use the term restructuring, which is about as vague as some gun control that they come up with. Now, I myself am getting a little bit tired of these intimidation tactics. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about this, but, I saw a bunch of people that went to, protest in D.C. And they were peaceful protests. They were Trump supporters, MAGA supporters, right? And then they did their supporting, and they did their protesting, and then they were having dinner, going to their car, whatever, and then they were attacked by Antifa. I saw a picture on Fox News, because I keep going there waiting to see if they're going to become contrite as their ratings continue to sink. And I saw the picture, and, you know, a bunch of people at a restaurant, an outdoor restaurant, were eating, and they threw a lot of fireworks in the middle of them. And see, this is in D.C., where despite the fact that they are shall issue, I'm sure it's not quite as ubiquitous as it is around here. But I tell you what, if somebody was out there attacking me with fireworks, I mean, fireworks are a gunpowder sort of thing. I mean, I wonder how they would react if somebody went up and just drew their weapon as they backed away. Would they say, look, there's a guy with a gun, let's rush him? I don't know. But anyway, when we get back, we're going to talk about what happened in this, because Antifa were not allowed to go completely unchecked. And we're going to talk about what happens when they do get checked. That when we get back, I'm telling you, this is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This past Saturday in Washington, D.C., there was a huge crowd of President Trump supporters who peacefully protested evidence pointing to massive voter fraud across our country. A lot of very notable speakers were at this event. Notwithstanding, members of the crowd were stalked by the likes of Antifa and BLM activists seeking to intimidate and instigate political violence. Numerous Trump supporters, who sort of detached from the main crowd, became prey to these bunch of cowards from the left. Later in the evening, that mob was soon introduced to the inevitable reaction of their unchecked intimidation and political violence. You see, it is a well-known fact that for every action, there is an equal but opposite reaction. Getting out there and trying to ignore that very simple rule of physics is a very shocking thing for many a tyrant, for many a coward. As members of the Stop the Steal protest crowd began to disperse, the attacks by Antifa and BLM began, and numerous assaults on Trump supporters were caught on camera by live streamers throughout the afternoon hours on the streets of D.C. Watching people who this is foreign to, watching the innocent get beaten, makes me sick. It wrenches my heart. Andy, go. A hardened veteran of Antifa violence. He had several of these videos posted on his Twitter account. In one such video, a family with several small children were swarmed and harassed by an Antifa BLM mob. In the video, the family is thoroughly petrified and quickly vacated the area. One of the children is heard saying, "Just ignore them." No police were there. In another incident, Antifa attacked Trump supporters dining outside their hotel. And again, there was no law enforcement presence. Fireworks popped, and the sound of breaking glass could be heard. Then the equal but opposite reaction showed up. Within hours, several hundred members of the Proud Boys took the streets of Washington, D.C. to defend the defenseless. And after several altercations, where many of the Antifa BLM members were bloodied, the streets of Washington, D.C. became calm. The Proud Boys were chanting, "Whose streets? Our streets in USA, USA." Enrique Tarrio, president and chairman of the Proud Boys, delivered a speech to his fellow members gathered at the base of the Washington Monument. He spoke confidently of what they did and why they did it. And in an excerpt from the beginning of his speech, he stated, "Let me tell you something. Most of the Proud Boys that are here were in bed, showered. Most in the middle of dinner, we found out that they were throwing fireworks into stores with some of my guys in it." There's actually a video out there by something called the PT News Network showing that on YouTube. After departing the monument, the Proud Boys continued their march through the streets after having asserted their dominance over the Antifa BLM mob. We should not seek violence. Those that do seek violence obviously have very little in their experiences of what violence really is. We are a country of people that have mostly chosen to live in peace. We are aware, even though they may not teach it, of a violent past of revolution and civil war. Violence is wicked. Very few seek it out. Fewer than do actually seek it out, should seek it out. An overwhelming majority decry violence. Even I, who train for violence, avoid violence. The primary function of government is to protect the citizens of that nation from violence and quell any form of it. This unchecked rampage of destruction and violence for the sake of it. There's nothing being gained here. There's no war being fought. There's no real estate being taken and held. This is violence for the sake of violence. This is destruction for the sake of destruction. All perpetrated by the Antifa slash BLM mob. All of this in the past 6 months has proven irrefutably that in these areas where this kind of thing is allowed to happen, the government doesn't care about peace. Peace is not expedient politically. Now, in these areas like Washington, D.C., where, you know, we go for the political expedience, that vacuum of protection of the people was quickly filled. And it was filled by a group that a lot of people call a bunch of white supremacists. Once they accomplished their objective, they stopped. They chanted a little bit. They listened to a speech. They walked down the streets. Not exactly what a rampaging mob would do, is it? We all have a responsibility to be prepared for our own safety. In some places where government will not let you do that, my heart goes out to you. Rest assured, I'm looking out for my own safety. And I'm doing it in a way that is, I really don't even want to have to do it. But that doesn't mean I wouldn't. As a matter of fact, it definitely doesn't mean I wouldn't. I would if I had to. And I have the mental tools in my head to where I can make that distinction quick. I can figure this out pretty quick. So, I'm glad that happened. I'm glad Antifa got their clocks cleaned. I'm glad BLM got their bells rung. We cannot continue to sit back and watch this happen. And a group of people that the leftist media try to tell us and control the narrative, tell us that they're bad or white supremacists or whatever, they did the right thing in this instance. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising news that Moderna says its coronavirus vaccine is more than 94% effective. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says hopefully this is a sign that victory may actually be on the horizon.
When the full data comes out, we may have two highly effective vaccines against COVID. If these results hold, we're told the first doses of a vaccine could be administered to certain vulnerable people as soon as next month.
As you prepare for Thanksgiving, former Vice President Joe Biden has some suggestions for you.
I would strongly urge, for the sake, not just your sake, for the sake of your children, your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, whoever you get together for Thanksgiving, think about this. There should be no group more than 10 people in one room.
You're listening to USA Radio News. In 2019, John Durham was tapped by Attorney General Bill Barr to investigate alleged misconduct on behalf of intelligence officials, law enforcement, and other actors in relation to the FBI's investigation into links between Russia and President Trump's 2016 campaign. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, expects that report to be released real soon.
I've had numerous talks with the Justice Department. Mr. Durham is doing his work. I expect that some kind of report, some kind of investigation here real soon. Like you, I'm frustrated that it didn't happen sooner. But look, you and I can't put anyone in, we can't prosecute anyone, we can't indict anyone. All we can do is get the facts out to the American people.
Durham speaking there on Fox News. SpaceX launched four astronauts to the International Space Station on Sunday on the first full-fledged taxi flight for NASA by a private company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Now, some of you may have seen this a couple of nights ago on Lou Dobbs' show. An attorney, and I talked, we mentioned her for a moment with Rob, Rob Morse. Steve Powell is her name, and she got out there, suggested that there was massive fraud in the presidential election tabulations, and decided to go all Pirates of the Caribbean and said she was going to release the Kraken. Lynn Wood, the other most prominent Trump election counsel, suggested much the same explosion of evidence establishing the presidential vote tabulations were manipulated. What they're referring to is something called hammer and scorecard. And, that's a thing. Hammer is a computer program. That's all it is a computer program. Scorecard is what it does. Scorecard is Hammer is actually the computer. Scorecard is the program, I'm sorry. And Scorecard gets out there and it changes the tabulation of a presidential election. And, there's some thought process that has gone into this, and a few things that get out there that you wonder if this is coincidence or anecdotal. But whatever it is certainly intriguing. Now, a lot of people are looking at this and they're saying this is conspiracy theory. But there was a bizarre switch on Election Eve. as vote counting suddenly and oddly was halted in several key states. The tallies, where Trump was cruising, suddenly and statistically impossibly ran up huge numbers for Biden and away from Trump. And this creates an impression that the shift was the result of theft. Other indications besides the statement of these lawyers and the, you know, analyses by statisticians, hundreds of sworn affidavits by poll watchers, who certainly would not risk their reputations on baseless charges of this kind of significance, suggest that the counting was seriously flawed and very, very likely tampered with. By whom? And how the evidence of it was obtained remains unclear. But this is very likely to be a continuing issue. You got 70 million people that voted for a man to be president, and then we think this was stolen. I got no problem with him losing if he loses fairly. Okay? If he doesn't, if stealing it though, well, okay. While you may not agree that Trump is a strategic genius who sees far into the future and prepares for all contingencies, it cannot be doubted that 2 years ago, he anticipated foreign interference with our election process and issued an executive order as a means to investigate and punish any person, group, or country which engaged in such international election fraud. It's a very lengthy one. It tasks the DNI with preparing a report of the investigated results of such interference no later than 45 days after an election, but specifies nothing in this order shall prevent the head of any agency or any other appropriate official from tendering to the president at any time through an appropriate channel any analysis, information, assessment, or evaluation of foreign interference in a United States election. If information indicating that foreign interference in a state, tribal, or local election within the United States has occurred is identified, it may be included as appropriate in the assessment mandated by Section 1 of this order or in the report mandated by the Section 1 of this order are submitted to the President in an independent report. I'm not going to go through all of this, simply, because it's quite copious. But did this set in place a means to investigate computer manipulation overseas to affect our election? And did such an investigation reveal that this occurred and significantly affected the election in several key states? The fact that we're asking this question should indicate that this is what some people believe happened. And if so, the reported results must be amended substantially to get rid of the false count or other measures taken to prevent certifying fraudulent results dependent on the manipulated reported final tally. And that's what I think Powell and Wood are hinting at. Now, there's a great deal of evidence of regular old-timey ballot stuffing and standard election fraud, but computer and internet-generated mischief, has the potential to far exceed that and seems to Trump's lawyers, in fact, to have done so. Georgia has an interesting recent history on the use of equipment purchased by the governor from a company called Dominion. Last year, concerns were raised over this. Grover Norquist's Americans for Tax Reform, the conservative Freedom Works, to Democratic groups such as Stacey Abrams' organization Fair Fight, who demanded paper ballots and sought an order for a paper backup for electronic poll books. Judge Amy Totenberg, who, by the way, has a history of documenting election fraud, having served when a younger as a field investigator for the UMWA, was greatly concerned about the unreliability of the no-link poll pads bought from Dominion Voting Systems for more than $100 million and ordered a paper poll books to be kept in every polling place in Georgia. By a 2-1 margin, the 11th Circuit temporarily halted her order this October. Judge Totenberg declared an order to switch to hand-marked ballots by bypassing Dominion's equipment altogether because she indicated a change so close to the election cannot but cause voter confusion and some real measure of electoral disruption. Dominion's lobbyist, who pitched the $100 million purchase, was Governor Brian Kemp's former chief of staff. Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, took campaign cash from the wife of the CEO of Dominion's partner. On Parler, Inwood posted, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger should be investigated by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Maybe they should resign. Georgia's purchase was also questioned by Oregon's Democratic Senator Ron Wyden. This is very interesting to look at. But here's the final thing. Representative Louis Gohmert on Friday said the U.S. Army had possibly seized some servers in Frankfurt. He said he had information that the company had possession of extremely compelling information proving the votes had been manipulated after the data was sent from the voting machines to be tallied. I don't know how Germany would have allowed U.S. troops to seize property in Frankfurt, unless a covert operation, maybe, you know. But the company is called Sichtel. They categorically denied the Gohmert report. Most particularly, they deny having offices in Frankfurt or that the U.S. Army seized anything. But with seizing, something, would that be the only way to figure it out? And I don't think so. So, interesting stuff is afoot. And we'll see where it goes. And it isn't over yet. Not by a long stretch. And in the meantime, Biden can be out there just, you know, he was taking credit for something that didn't even happen while he's not even president-elect. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Just this morning, Newsweek published an article covering the Gun Violence Archive's latest claims that mass shootings are up 35% in 2020 compared to mass shootings in 2019. Which I'll explain to you why that's funny, because mass shootings, they're trying to tell us they've increased by 35% since 2019, despite widespread closures of schools, businesses, and many public places due to the coronavirus pandemic. I'm not trying to be funny here, but I'm just wondering how that is actually supposed to work. In 2019, the Gun Violence Archive found that there were 417 mass shootings over the course of the whole year in the United States. But in 2020, there's already been 562 mass shootings with 6 weeks left until the end of the year. Mind you, I'm almost certain the Gun Violence Archive does not tally a mass shooting the same way the FBI does. So these numbers should all be taken with a grain of salt. The number also comes as a huge rise compared to mass shooting numbers for the last 5 years. Gun Violence Archive recorded 269 in 2014, 335 in 2015, 382 in 2016, 346 in 2017, 337 in 2018. Now, it's worth noting that Newsweek did admit the Gun Violence Archive doesn't have the best method of tracking what they refer to as a mass shooting. They said the research organization has an open definition of mass shootings as four or more people shot and or killed in a single incident at the same general time and location, but not including the shooter. It does not exclude, set apart, caveat, or differentiate victims based upon the circumstances in which they were shot, including defensive gun use, so their mass shooting data is not limited to the often widely publicized incidents that occur in public places like schools and restaurants and shopping malls. So we get this from the Gun Violence Archive website. Rather than just collecting incidents of death, GVA also catalogs incidents where a victim was injured by shooting or by a victim who was the subject of an armed robbery or home invader. Incidents of defensive gun use, homeowners who stop a home invasion, store clerks who stop a robbery, individuals who stop an assault or rape with a gun are also collected. Seems like that would be sort of misleading, doesn't it, to include that. They continue, the overall goal is to provide information on most types of gun violence and gun crime, no matter where it is on the political table. How is this? Okay, they just gave this away because are they saying they consider a woman who stops an assault or rape with a gun, is that gun violence? Is that crime? Gun crime, gun violence and gun crime. What does this cover? Well, among other things, the GBA tracks the following. Murder, suicides, hate crimes, domestic violence, gang involvement, drug involvement, police action, robbery, defensive use, accidents, brandishing, and nearly 120 other possible variables. All types of shootings are included, accidental, children shooting themselves, murders, armed robberies, familicide, mass shootings, defensive gun use, home invasion, drive-bys, and everything else. Also interesting is how their method of tracking shootings broadened in July of 2019. Prior to that, they were utilizing 2,500 to 3,000 sources, and now they use more than 7,500 sources to track their definition of mass shootings. Now, Newsweek went on to hypothesize about gun violence in 2020 by quoting Dr. Dewey Cornell, forensic clinical psychologist and professor of education in the Curry School of Education at the University of Virginia. Dr. Cornell told Newsweek that there were two hypotheses that could explain the rise in numbers, namely an increase in domestic violence during lockdown and more violence around demonstrations. I'm sorry I'm laughing about this. He said, my first hypothesis would be that there's an increase in domestic violence. With so many people confined to their homes, there may be greater stress and conflict that is generating these incidents. And he added that firearms in the home during a pandemic is a serious risk factor. What a punk. Huh? He added that his second hypothesis points towards the numerous incidents of rioting and protests where shootings occurred, saying the violence around demonstrations is probably a secondary contributing factor. So, I got a simple question. What do you think? Has there been an increase in mass violence? And if so, is domestic violence and mostly peaceful demonstrations, or what do you think is the greatest contributing factor? I don't know. Finally, I leave you with this. And I, you know, Rob and I talked about this a little earlier in the afternoon. Michael Bloomberg spent $1.2 billion of his personal fortune on this election. Another $2.2 billion, and he would have equaled what Hillary Clinton spent on the entirety of her presidential campaign. And like Hillary Clinton, he has very little to show for it. His only win during a short-lived Democratic bid for the White House was in the territory of American Samoa. And I have played volleyball and served in the military with many Samoans, and I don't know what happened there. Then, after pledging to spend whatever it takes to defeat Trump, he routed $110 million to Florida, Ohio, and Texas, all states that President-elect Joe Biden lost, as I said. Bloomberg, he built a media and financial services empire before he decided to go into electoral politics. And he's long used this $55 billion estimated wealth to play kingmaker with no shortage of candidates who, you know, seeking favor. He spent $1.1 billion on his personal campaign. So he's altogether $2.3 billion on this. His investment was, maybe that's not right. That may not be right. It may be still 1.2. Maybe that's what it is. His investment was especially disappointing in Florida, a battleground state that is normally decided by a razor thin margin. And Trump won by 3.4%. That's significant to happen in Florida. And this showing should raise a bunch of questions about this, about his ability to use this vast financial fortune of his to sway politics in the future. I've said this many times. I'll continue to say this. Yes. Money in politics buys advertising. Lots of it. It also pays staffs. As a matter of fact, Jamie Harrison, who recently spent $108 million trying to unseat the state's senior senator, Lindsey Graham, now they're talking about him being the Democratic National Committee chairman. Still hasn't done nothing. He still hasn't done nothing. He's lost. Some Democrats are now questioning the mystique that has long shrouded Bloomberg's political operation. They promote themselves as shrewd, dispassionate, and data-driven when they make decisions about how to invest in campaigns. And he made a lot of noise about putting $100 million in Florida. Alex Sink is the 2010 Democratic nominee for Florida governor who endorsed Bloomberg's presidential bid. He said he made a lot of noise about it, but we didn't see any of that money until 6 weeks out. Yes, he spent a lot, but it goes back to how and when we talked to our voters. It was too late, and the airwaves were already saturated. You know, Bloomberg advisors say it's unfair to blame him for not doing enough to help Biden in Florida. This is exactly what would have happened anywhere else if you had not flipped the switch, Democrats. I mean, I don't know what you think he would have gotten in Florida. Florida was always going to be a bloodbath for him. Florida's always going to be a state that should be looked at as difficult for a Democrat to win, especially against Donald Trump. Period. We will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would be so kind as to remember this, I would greatly appreciate it. Never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.